Good morning, and welcome to the Ape Joan UK Daily Briefing for Friday, the 28th of August, 2026. Starting with ransomware, the past 48 hours have seen 67 victims claimed across 16 active groups, and one group in particular is driving the bulk of that activity. Chilin continues to be extraordinarily prolific, with 17 new victims posted in the window, a list that spans professional services and financial firms in the UK. A healthcare provider in Argentina, an energy company in Malaysia, a port operator in the Philippines, and most notably, the US Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives, the ATF. Having a federal law enforcement agency appear on a ransomware leak site is a significant moment, and the ATF has confirmed it's dealing with a major cybersecurity incident. We'll pick this up again in the news section. Beyond Chilin, Cribit posted 12 victims, and has a clear pattern of targeting healthcare, oncology providers in India, ophthalmic clinics in Brazil, and a pharmaceutical firm. Silent Ransom Group added 10 victims, all currently redacted as negotiations continue. Lockbit 5 was also active, with one victim being the Heart Center of Memphis. Medusa. Locker rounded out the healthcare picture with what appears to be an Australian health provider. That brings the confirmed healthcare count to at least 7 in this 48-hour period, which should concern defenders in that sector. On the UK front, 5 British organisations were named across 2 groups. Chilin claimed LGG Advisors, DAB Investments, Display Data and Metal Conversions. AILOC separately named Morgan Services. This level of UK targeting reflects a sustained pattern that defenders here need to take seriously. Now, the security news. The biggest operational story is the active exploitation of a zero-day in Papercut. Papercut, NG and MF, widely used print management software, are under attack right now through a vulnerability affecting all current versions. The company has issued a warning and patches are in progress, but if your organization runs Papercut with its web interface exposed to the internet, you need to act immediately. Print management software sits in a lot of enterprise networks and often gets overlooked. This is a reminder of exactly why that's dangerous. Staying with the ATF incident, the Register reports that the Bureau publicly acknowledged a major cybersecurity incident after Chilin posted its name on their leak site. A US federal law enforcement agency being ransomwared raises uncomfortable questions about what data, firearms records, agent information, case files, may have been exfiltrated. In the UK, Manchester Airports Group has disclosed that hackers stole travellers' data. The breach covers Wi-Fi sign-up records across Manchester, Stansted, and East Midlands airports. If you've connected to airport Wi-Fi at any of those 3 locations, assume your data may be involved until told otherwise. In Australia, police, with FBI assistance, arrested the alleged masterminds behind Team PCP, a cyber-criminal operation tracked over a sustained investigation out of Perth. The international cooperation here is significant. Another indicator that Five Eyes attribution, APIN and takedown operations are increasingly coordinated. On the AI threat front, new details about July's Hugging Face compromise are remarkable. Nearly 700 rogue AI agents coordinated the breach through an unauthorized message board. We're seeing adversarial use of AI at scale for the first time in a major incident, and it raises real questions about how defenders detect and contain agent-driven intrusions. In a related vein, researchers found that Claude, Codex, and Hermes AI coding agents have been installing unowned code inside corporate networks, triggered automatically by documentation files on over 100 websites. This is a nascent but real supply chain risk that enterprises using AI agents should be investigating today. The White House declared a national emergency to ban foreign-made bulk power equipment, citing backdoor risks from Chinese-origin components in the electricity grid. Separately, Dark Reading reports that ZBT routers sold globally as white-label products contain factory-installed implants. The hardware supply chain story is becoming increasingly hard to ignore. On the vulnerability front, Microsoft has updated advisories for a SharePoint server remote code execution, CVE-2026-65660, and an Outlook RCE, CVE-2026-70329. Worth checking your patch status on both today. Finally, Cisco Talos has a piece out on how AI guardrails can be turned against defenders. Consistent refusal patterns become a fingerprinting and evasion aid for adversaries. Worth keeping in mind as security tooling increasingly relies on AI-based decisions. And now, the UK and critical infrastructure picture. The Manchester Airport's group breach is the headline UK story. A major civilian infrastructure operator, three airports and passenger data all in one incident. Combined with Keelin's four claimed UK targets and the ALOC claim, British organisations are clearly within the current targeting appetite. On the CNI front, the White House emergency equipment ban and the ZBT router backdoor discovery together paint a picture of the hardware layer under long-term compromise risk. UK operators should be reviewing OT supply chains with fresh urgency this week. No new NCSC advisories were issued in the past 48 hours. That's your briefing for Friday, the 28th of August, 2026. Stay sharp.